Strange Adventure.
You hear strange tales about the Mojave. Any old-timer of the region can tell you wonderful stories of lost mines. Perhaps he'll tell you of the skeleton of Antelope Canyon who sits alone, propped against a boulder. He holds a rusty gun in his fleshless hands, for he is guarding a rich gold mine. This ghost-guarded mine has not heard the tread of man since one fateful morning in 1890. Old Man Lee adjusted the leather pouches on the back of his pack mule and secured them with a diamond hitch. The pouches contained rich gold, a whole month's take from the mine. It was not far to San Bernardino, and the grizzled old prospector looked forward to his visit to the city. Jim Daly, his partner, called him as he started on the trail that wound its way out of the canyon.
Hey, Tom, don't forget my chawing tobacco.
Okay, Jim, you keep the mine going till I come back. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Hey, Tom, don't you go telling them guys in town about this mine. Someday somebody will follow you out here, and you know what'll happen then.
Oh, don't you worry about me, son. Ain't nobody gonna find this mine. So long.
Jim watched Lee disappear around a bend, then turned toward the mine. He walked back into the shaft a few feet till he came to a pile of gold ore. He was surprised as he picked up a bit of gold from the bottom of the pile. This was even higher test metal than he had ever found before. He knew his partner would be happy to know that they had last struck a rich vein. He thought of Lee now, and of his fault in talking to too many strangers on his periodic trips into town. If word of the mine got out, he wondered if he and Lee would be able to hold off the lawless gold seekers with the ancient shotgun they kept handy at the entrance of the mine shaft. Then, there came to Jim Daly's mind a plan by which he hoped to make all this fortune his. For 3 days, Jim worked the mine. Dawn was beginning to break when at last he heard the braying of Lee's pack mule and knew the old miner would soon be in sight. He hurried to the mine and picked up the loaded shotgun. He took up his post on the small rocky ledge above the entrance. He smiled to himself as he thought of shooting the miner and blaming it on an outlaw. He saw his partner trudging slowly along the trail, facing the loaded mule. He took careful aim, then fired. Old Man Lee crumpled to the ground dead. The frightened mule jerked free and bounded down the canyon, carrying with him the precious load of supplies. Back at the mine, the recoil of the heavy gun threw Jim Daly back against the canyon wall. The small ledge gave way, and Daly dropped into space, bringing up with a painful fall at the mine entrance. He tried to rise. Then came the sickening realization that his legs were broken. Helpless and alone, he would sit there in front of the mine to die. Yes, there are strange tales about the Mojave. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.